We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, look, what, all the ashes? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, this thing,
I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us? And your kids are dying in the street.
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor ain't acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word?
Not
come on, be the
ready?
Truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all. The smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
Thank God it's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this Friday, March 15th, 2024. And we got a guest. We got guests with an S in the building. And we got Godzilla back in the building, our friend of the show, Godzilla.
What's up, Tory? Yeah, you know, hey. I check in every now and then with you, boss.
And we got Phyllis Braxton in the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A former licensed therapist and HBCU graduate from Morris Brown College. Braxton has a master in clinical social work and adult education with over 25 years of international touch points with tens of thousands of people. Braxton is known for her thought leader programming, and she has a signature style. What is the signature style?
I call it edutainment.
Edutainment.
So I'm an edutainer.
Okay, so break that down.
Break it down.
Because it's trademarked.
Edu.
Right? Education.
Right? That's the education. So by trade, and what I've been doing over the last 25 years is I travel the world and really try to help folks have healthier relationships at work, home, and school across mm-hmm. our cultural differences.
Okay, that's what's
so that's what I do for a living. That's what brings in the bread.
And you're the CEO and founder of
Pink Consulting LLC.
Yes, sir.
And you work with a lot of companies, over 100 companies, Princeton University, Stanford, the University of Minnesota, Snapchat, Victoria's Secret.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I ain't playing.
Best Buy and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Man, I've been on the grind for a long time.
Also, you got a book out called Be Right or Be Effective.
Yes, sir. You have a choice in every situation.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, and you also do music as well.
That's my new adventure with this dude right here. Bringing me to the mountaintop. What's going on?
I'm messing the show up with my Instagram postings. You know, I'm having so much fun kicking in here with you. Last time you and me was here,
right?
We had Neil deGrasse Tyson. We was grilling him on on science and movies
and aliens.
And now I sent you earlier this week the anime, the Battle Scar Kids came through here earlier this week.
Battle Scar Kids came through,
right? So I do all the sound on theirs, and then while we was talking, Phyllis comes in town to record from Minneapolis with me. So she flies down from Minneapolis, and she's making a lot of dope line dance records.
What?
And there aren't a lot of women that are making line dance records that are leading that
field. There are not any women.
I'll let you talk to it.
That are formerly line dance artists. We dance to a lot of songs by women.
Uh-huh.
But there's not one female claimed that space.
Y'all get out there and do the wobble.
Tamia, right. Janet Jackson.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, line dancing, that's that deal. That sister gets dressed up, put on them pumps from them hardworking feet all week. And sometimes women, they know the only dance they're going to get that night is when a line dance song comes on.
Because nobody, because they're going to be looking in the mirror for the rest of the night.
All night.
In the mirror.
That's heavy. Think about that. I never even thought about it like that.
You get all dressed up knowing the only time you might get to dance is when they play a line dance song.
That's because the brother that want to dance with her is in the friend zone.
Man.
Friends can dance.
Friends can dance.
He can't do it like he wanted. He can't get up on it like he wanted.
To dance, man.
Hey, when you're in the friend zone, you can't. You know, you can't. Bop.
Straight up.
The line dancing.
You can't. You know what I mean? I'm in the friend zone.
So this is why line dancing is even more important.
Right. Exactly.
Especially for you.
We can stay in the rhythm.
Right. And keep women in the safe zone from all that popping and smacking.
Hey. All right. I already know the show going to be lit. Now, you do education and you get around. And what is your main thing that you focus on? What are you trying to educate people on?
Cross-cultural conflict and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Even with us three black folks, obviously black folks and some Irish.
I got an eighth Irish in my
Irish.
Well, my on my dad's side, they got the Irish thing going. You know, I just met my dad. We hung out in December last year. So I'm just now uncovering all of this. So
that's beautiful stuff.
So I'm just going along with it, having a good time.
So we have differences that make a difference. And a lot of times we assume that because we are from, for example, a black diaspora, or we assume that all white folks are alike. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
We're very different. And we all talk about, let's focus on our commonalities. Well, when the stuff hits the fan, it's not our commonalities that gets us in trouble with each other. So we don't have a lack of skills, and we don't get them by osmosis. It's developmental, and we have to be taught how to effectively communicate across our differences.
I agree. And we, you know, all these conversations, the battle of the man versus the woman. We the only, you know, culture that actually put our business out there in social media and use it for content.
Yes.
We do that. And what do you feel about now the battle between the male and the female that's going on? I got a couple questions I want to ask.
Please, come on with it. Let's go.
Is it 50-50 in a relationship? You know, the 50-50
Absolutely
conversation.
Absolutely not.
Okay, what is it? Explain it.
It ebbs and flows.
Okay.
We're not 50% of anything all the time.
I agree.
Right? Sometimes my husband have to give 85.
Right.
Because I'm traveling trying to make a brand. Mm-hmm. When I'm home, I try to give 98. Right?
Right.
So it's never 50-50.
It's a team effort.
It is team, man.
And one day you might be on injured reserve and he have to go out there and play.
Absolutely. Some days you have to call in dead.
Right. Oh.
I just need you to take 100%.
Oh, wow.
I just need you to be 100.
Oh, wow.
100 takes on a whole different meaning when your partner call in dead.
Right, but what I'm saying is I always try to say that they always try to do the divide and conquer. They always find a way to keep us from functioning well.
Absolutely.
Together. And to me, I'll say this. You know, when I look at social media and the algorithm and the argument of who should be doing who, the man, the woman telling the man what to do, and the man telling the woman what to do. And when we talk about progress, when we talk about working together, sometimes when you're on a team, somebody's going to have to carry the load at different points of the journey.
You have to find your best practice.
Right.
There is no cookie cutter for any relationship. Thus, getting back to why communicating across differences and that male and female difference, that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We talking real stuff. You know, one of the things my husband taught me very early on in our relationship, he says, women give men too much credit.
Mm.
He said, you come in the house, you be like, baby, what you thinking about? He says, nothing. He said, you don't believe me. So I have to try to make up something that I'm thinking about so that you'll go on with the conversation.
Maybe that's the wrong question.
I'm really not thinking about anything in that moment. But because women, for us, our lives are so fluid and everything comes together, men can more compartmentalize things. He ain't thinking about that.
He just chilling.
He just straight up chilling.
And we make songs about it. LL Cool J, I'm just chilling. I'm just running. I'm just chilling. We tried to tell you.
And we ain't having it.
Y'all ain't listening.
Look, I know I got all this stuff in my head. Ain't no way you sitting here and don't have stuff in your head, too. We're different.
Another question.
Okay.
When it comes to our community, we have these 50-50 conversations. We have these conversations about marriage. Women control sex.
Mm.
Men control marriage.
Mm.
So why is there more, you know, single parent households on our side of the fence and less marriages?
Actually.
But it's a lot of kids.
I don't know that I agree with the first premise.
Okay. Go right ahead.
That you put out there.
Well, I'm just saying,
women
for the most part,
are in control of sex. I think women get to be in control of the marriage, too.
Because they get to say no.
Women sets the tone of the household.
I agree.
Yeah, you better agree.
No, I'm agreeing.
That was a joke.
I feel that. You want management from a female.
And let me be very fair. You know, as a former therapist, I have to make the caveat. We're talking about your 85% underneath the bell curve. We know that there are women and men in relationships that are not healthy.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about those extremes.
So you're talking about just if it was working right.
If things are working right, we have just our regular everyday stuff going on. We got to figure this stuff out. Who's going to do what? My husband know I ain't trying to be the person that mow the yard and pull the weeds. But I tell you what, if you grow them collard greens, I will harvest them and I'm going to cook the heck out of them with some homemade buttermilk cornbread and some candied yams and some fried chicken. Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do.
Whip it on the stove.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm just saying, hey, make it work. Make that magic.
Yes, sir.
You know, that black girl magic. And to me, I feel like in 2024, we have to get back to the energy that we have, that built, you know, pyramids that are.
Yeah.
We got to go back in history. And they're not going to teach us real history. You know, they try to keep us in this pop culture.
Yeah.
But the true history of our culture are. We're civilized, building nations, yes. teaching nations.
Yes.
You know, we had
mathematicians, right. architects. I mean, come on, name it. Call the roll.
Right. So what is your advice for the community when it comes to the relationship mm-hmm. between the black man and the black woman?
We got to remember who we are.
Mm.
Not who we were.
Right.
That blood is still running in through our DNA. We got to remember who we are and whose we are. I don't care who that big person is in the universe that you call your supreme being, but we got to believe that we're bigger than the circumstance that we're in and that we're destined for something great. I mean, call the role of our people, of the necks and the backs and the heads that we stand on right now, for you to be leading a right. TV show hosted by
right.
American Family Insurance.
Right.
Right. And we get to be interviewed and sit across from someone who looks like us.
Puff. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation with Phyllis Braxton in the building. And we got I call him the friend of my show.
That'll work.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So we buy Prada, Balenciaga, like it is nada. And the Ferrari, my favorite's God and tax problems. Pierre Moss, I dropped 10 on my last visit. And half that up in Saks, our favorite black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, 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 look, look. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Smap out two racks on handmade new rags.
Sue me, 101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. In the building with Phyllis Braxton and Godzilla.
Yo, yo.
And I seen where you do things with self-care. Okay, I need some self-care advice. I need it. I'm trying. You know, I'm talking about not the basics, you know, because we can do the basics, you know, like get some rest, drink some water, you know, go by the lake, you know.
Yeah.
Even Elizabeth Brown, one of my, you know, advocates out here, she told me to go hug a tree. Right? Tree hugging. But what is some of your advice for self-care? Because I'm sure you had to deal with these things. What is the best thing that somebody could do? Just kind of give me a short list.
A short list.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from the intuitive, micro small to the macro big. Mindfulness.
Mm.
A lot of people think mindfulness is a destination. It's a place that I get to. Mindfulness is truly about being in the present. For example, what is something in your workspace that when you look at it, it brings you joy? It reminds you of the journey that it took you to get here. Finding mindfulness in that small thing that sits on your desk.
Mm.
And just taking 1 minute.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Gratitude. Simple. So micro, small. That's a self-care moment right there. And then you have to know what's your language. For my husband, his language is acts of service.
Love language. Is love language?
It's real.
Okay.
It's, man, I don't want it to be real. But it's real stuff, man.
Should you Google it.
Take that little free test.
Should you know the love language before you get into the relationship with somebody?
Try to find out as much as you can. information is key. You gotta know. You gotta have all of those options so you can make an educated decision on what you want to spend your time on.
I agree. And I think we jump into situations without having, I always say we don't have a blueprint for the relationship.
Absolutely not.
Like, we just met. We don't know what they believe in and then we just like each other and we trying to make it work.
That's where self-awareness is key.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what your core values are. You don't get in the relationship to discover what theirs are and then adopt theirs. You come in knowing one of my key values is family. If you are not in right relationship with your daughter, if you are not in right relationship with your siblings, it's going to be very hard for us to be equally yoked because I am in right relationship with my parents and my siblings.
Balance.
You got to have that.
Mm.
If you don't, you're going to end up with resentment. I've been there. That was marriage number one. Right. I'm on number three.
Okay.
So I know a little bit about what I'm talking about.
So the third time's the charm.
Third time is woo.
Oh, no, really? It's not the charm song. It's woo.
Hey,
feels so good.
Hey, speaking of which, Tori, can we be focused? I don't know how much time we got. Can we play our "Feel So Good"?
DJ Brother Z, it's some songs in your email. Get those songs up. I want to say this. It's important for us when we have guests, you know, that are out here serving as educators and things like that when it comes to, you know, certain subject matters, when it comes to our community to be spoken about, because you see a lot of things on social media and a lot of people don't know or weren't taught or don't have great examples of a lot of this. So education is key. Because even though if you don't have an example of, you know, what it looks like, you can also educate yourself and then grow into the education part.
Absolutely. If I grow up with a deficit in something, that's true. That's real. It doesn't mean that I cannot feel that deficit by educating myself on the way I want to do it better.
I agree.
Every lesson is something. We can learn something from the least of them, even if it's what I don't want to do. So everybody has value in the kingdom.
I agree. And thank you for coming through because I know you're in town for a little bit. I want to hear some songs. Once DJ Brother Z get them up, he'll let me know. Oh, he got them up.
Yes.
Okay. What song is this?
Feel So Good, man.
Let's feel good.
Let's feel good while we
shut it
down.
Let's feel good.
Hold on. Hey, Truth Nation, tune in as we go live, 101.7 The Truth, live on YouTube. Hey, look, we got Phyllis Braxton in the building, Godzilla in the building. And the song we about to play called Feel So Good, I haven't even heard it. So I'm going to have to react to it after I hear it.
Right on.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Woo! Don't it feel good? It's Queen Showtime Pink. And you know exactly
Showtime
what that
Pink.
Means. Get out! You got air in your lungs and you got rhythm in your bones. Let's celebrate life! Yeah!
Feel so good. We're independent. When the money you make is the money you spend. Feel so good. When you call your own shots, you done paid the cost. Baby, you're the boss. Everything you got, nobody gave you. Look to the heavens, you know who can save you. Believe in yourself, you got what you need. I know you can do it. Got to succeed. Be confident. Enjoy the moment. The floor is yours. Go ahead and own it. You're not gonna walk away. Ain't no turning back. Hold your head up high. You got this in the bag. Everything you got.
Hey.
No sleepless night.
How can we keep up with you?
Oh my goodness, I'm so awful at this.
What's your website? Your new website?
What's website? You know what? What's going on,
guys? Showtime the Pink Queen.
ShowtimeThePinkQueen.com.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through. Look, the next time you in town, we got to have a more extensive conversation about that edutainment.
I'm here.
That you out here putting out here in these streets.
I'm here because I'm out here hustling in these streets.
Hey, when the show? When the concert?
We putting her release party together right now. So it looks like we're going to have one in Milwaukee and one in Minneapolis.
Okay, look. I'm in. I'm down
you
for
in?
It. That night, I'm going to let loose.
There it is.
Hey. All right.
All right now.
All right. I appreciate you for coming in, Phyllis.
Thank you for having
have
me.
Have a safe journey back to Minnesota.
Thank you.
All right, Godzilla.
All right, boss.
All right, Truth Nation. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. We had a pop culture report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lanez.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Double up. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Truth Nation, social media sensation.
Yes, sir.
Jason Smith in the building.
Yes, sir. We right here.
Also joining us, Godzilla in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot going on out here in these pop culture streets.
It's a lot going on right now, T-Lo. Somebody was just talking about last week. Well, that wasn't even last week. That was just Wednesday when we was just talking about Ye. We were talking about his departure from Adidas and him snapping on everybody. But now he got
the number one album in the world. Now he talking his stuff.
Hey, he talking his stuff. He on the tour run. He on a press run right now.
They won't let him in the stadiums though because they owned by the people he was talking about.
Exactly. Did you see the video he made about that? He made a video complaining like they won't even let him in United Center. Come on now, when he done helped put Chicago on the map.
But what I'm saying is the people that he talking about is the one that got to say okay.
Exactly. That's what he
and he don't care. He don't care. I'm just trying to say that it ain't complicated.
Yeah, right. What I'm saying. He don't care at all. Like, this man is going to come out and he going to speak his piece. So something wild that he just came out on that interview and said was that he was trying to have a threesome with Amber Rose and Nicki Minaj. He actually asked Safari to his face.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a lyric in one of his songs. I know it's on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but he was saying like, Nicki said she want to, she going to ask Amber if they can have a menage a trois and stuff like that.
Right.
And Kanye was taking that seriously.
Oh, wow. He thought it was real.
So
he took the music as reality.
Exactly. Because at that time, you got to remember that nobody knew that Safari and Nicki were together. Nobody knew that at that time. So like it was big news for that to even come out.
Okay.
So, you know, listen, Kanye was trying to sneak in. But then something else that came from that interview, which really took me by surprise, and I actually just found out probably about 5 minutes ago, Kanye said he got a problem with Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
I thought Jesus walked. Hold on.
This the dude, he got a whole album called...
God Showed Me the Way, because the devil trying to take me down.
Exactly. He got a whole album called God is King. He went on a whole... He had the choir, the church, all of that.
Marlon Manson and the choir.
He had it all. But when I dove deeper and when I started listening to what he was saying... He actually kind of made sense.
Right.
His problem wasn't really with Jesus. It was... So he was saying, we have to stop just believing we can just pray and stuff is just going to magically happen.
Right.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he was praying and he was asking God to help him get into those arenas, asking God to help him do plenty of stuff, help clear his name up, but nothing was happening. So he realized, oh, wait, I can't just pray and just let it sit. I got to actually do stuff. I got to do work. I got to take actions. I got to take steps in order to make this happen. We can't just put it all on
Jesus. Why don't he buy his own stadium?
I don't think he's a billionaire no more.
Okay. Because he was talking about the people who was writing the check.
Exactly. He tried. They wouldn't let him build it in Wyoming.
Oh, wow. He tried to build a stadium.
He tried. They wouldn't give him the permit.
That's crazy. Mm. Why are you doing my boy Ye like this, man? I know he made some controversial comments.
So now he's talking about Jesus. Is there any audio on this?
Yeah, no. We got the. He got some audio. He was talking on the interview. And he was just breaking it down.
The audio is not clean, so we can't.
Play. Oh, the audio ain't clean. So DJ Brother Z just informed me that the audio ain't clean, so we can't. We on mainstream radio, so we can't.
we can't
pump that.
And
yet.
You know, he get a little too hot sometimes.
Chick-fil-A was closed on Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I'm trying to figure
What's going on.
But I get what he's saying. But I do know most people are gonna read the headline.
Hold on, did Jesus walk or not?
Hey, he did walk. First off, it's crazy because Kanye didn't write that song. And that hurt. Yeah, I know. This is probably some breaking news. Ryan Fest wrote that song.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard. I know. When I found out.
He capitalized on it.
He went crazy. Because, he delivered it. You know, these people can write the songs, but you still have to
get
behind
the mic. But he do got writers, though.
Yeah.
Kanye West do have writers.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem with my argument with him as the greatest of all time.
Mm.
But I know he can write. He's written great songs. It's just his hits.
I believe if you want to stick around long, you got to have writers.
What I
like, I believe when you're hungry, you can write. But once you get the caviar, and once you get a mansion, like you can't talk about the struggle no more.
Where's
so you need writers yet.
Yeah. We could be like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z. They freestyle.
They got writers. Come on now. Gilly the Kid. All right, let me stop.
I never thought I would say that I agree with something that Kanye West is into right now.
What?
See?
I can't believe this is about to come out of my mouth. One of the books that I am going to write is around this topic.
Wow.
Of the folks in the Black diaspora, pray, 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 and that's it. Especially in the mental health arena. Oh, you ain't crazy. You ain't got depression. Just pray about it.
Mm.
It's going to go away.
I think we throw everybody off with that, too.
Like, it's a garbage can.
I don't want to help. I don't want to do the physical work, but you pray. Go pray. What?
And
folks need help.
People have a chemical imbalance that God gave us the intellect to understand. They have a chemical imbalance.
Mm.
But all we're asking people to do is pray. Pray and.
That's what it is. Pray and.
Pray and.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you this. I read the scripture. Faith without works is dead. Right?
There you go.
So I already know when you pray and go to sleep, you ain't doing nothing. I already know because you got to get that real work in and you got to roll up your sleeves and get busy.
You got to get it.
That's the energy that needs, the prayer needs the energy of you working to make it.
To win the lottery, you got to at least buy a ticket.
Exactly.
Oh, we had a conversation about that the other day.
We pray to God, let me win. Buy a ticket. You have to do something.
Hey.
That'd be the problem. People don't want to take the steps.
Okay, so what was his issue? Did he say what he didn't like about Jesus?
Well, that was it. Basically, all he was saying, it's not that he don't like Jesus. He just had a problem, a quote-unquote problem with Jesus at that time because his prayers weren't getting answered.
Okay, so when Jesus don't answer your prayer, that means it's something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you got to do.
All right, I was trying to tell somebody, most of the time, some of the things you want to do, you try to make God agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's you, but you want God to agree with it, so you pray for that when really it's something else better.
Yeah.
When I wasn't in God's plan for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Divine will and our will.
Right. So I gotta tell people all the time, you got to know when it's you got to know when it's God, and then you got to know when it's the enemy.
Exactly.
So it's three ideas, and I always say that, how do you know it's you? Because you're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how do you know it's you and it ain't God? Because you happy about it?
Well, yeah, too happy
that's
about
the,
it.
That's the first sign that God ain't got nothing to do with that. That's you.
Damn.
And it's true.
Because them God journeys have you sitting in the bathroom.
Yep. Yep.
Just thinking.
You be trying to hide that. Like, you know, so anybody that say God told them to do something, they geeked up. I already know. I ain't going to tell them.
No, they just using that as
I ain't going to tell them what I'm thinking.
They just using that as an excuse to do what they want to do.
Right. So it's them, but they saying it's God, you know. So and then you know when the enemy come against you, you know that you can always tell when the enemy, because they trying to take you out. They trying to, somebody that's destructive, that's trying to destroy you, that's the enemy.
So how do we know when it's God?
Because it's always something that you have to do that you, it goes against the flesh. It goes against.
Oh, you better come on.
Yeah, he preaching right now. That's how you know. Pastor Tory on here today.
That's really how you know. It goes against the flesh because God is spiritual.
Yeah.
That's why he tell you to fast.
Yeah.
But that's a whole, you know.
Hey, preacher.
Hey, look, we trying to, you know, we trying to get some education.
That's good stuff.
We trying to do some edutainment, right?
Yeah. We doing it.
No, I like that word. Hey. Coin that word.
It is.
For real.
Trademark.
Well. What else going on in these pop culture streets?
I mean, we're moving on from the Kanye. Something I just came across. I mean, this has been discussed before, but I know Senator Bernie Sanders just came out and said he wants 4-day work weeks and without loss of pay for that fifth day. So how do y'all feel? I would love it, in all honesty. Give me
they
four
was
days.
Trying to do that with the school system, too.
Yeah, 4-day school, yeah. Listen, I would love it. Give me 4 days to work and give
I
me that
love
extra
it for
day.
The folks. That are in that system.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur.
There's no days off.
I'm camera ready at 7 a.m. and I might see my husband go to work around 4:30 a.m. If I make it. But for the folks that's in that system.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. I can appreciate it.
Every day is Monday in the studio for me.
Okay.
Every day is, there's no such thing as an off day. Every day is Monday. We get up and do the same thing. On Monday that we did on Saturday that we're gonna do on Wednesday.
I might have to hook you up with Minister Kevin.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Minister Kevin come on Mondays on the show for Monday prayer.
Oh yeah.
Because every Monday I pray when I walk in here. I have prayer to start the week.
I'm gonna need Minister Kevin every day. Then.
Yeah.
Every day Monday.
Start the day.
Me and Minister Kevin got
Minister
a lot of work.
Kevin,
to do.
I need a prayer today. It's Monday. We about to start the work week.
I absolutely don't agree with a 4-day work week, man. I'm going to put the brakes on that. I'm here to hire people, man, and I don't want you at home. I can get something better out that fifth day, man. We can do something more with that fifth day.
So you
does he say what 4 days? Maybe there's flexibility in how I always think about the multiple perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
4 days doesn't have to be just 4 8-hour days. They can be 8 4-hour days. You
right.
know, they can be 8, 16, 24.
You just went to 8 days. I like you. I'm hiring you because we're going to put a new day in the week.
Okay, so.
But that's something they were talking about, too.
Bernie Sanders won 4,
eight,
I want 8.
Wait a minute.
We're not doubling it now.
I do have this calculator.
Phyllis just gave us 8, so I'm riding with that.
No, that's not doubling. Come on now. But if we do shorten that, I was thinking we may have to go from 8-day work days to 10. If they're talking about expanding the work days, the hours from 8 to what, 10 to 12 or something like that. I don't know if I would want that. I don't want to work 7 to 7 Monday through Thursday and have Friday off. I'd rather just work the normal.
Okay, so check this out. I thought we, you know, it was the Bible, you know, God rested on the seventh day.
Yeah, that's true.
So now we get to rest on the fifth day?
Well, we're still resting on the seventh day. That's not taking away Sunday.
Oh,
we still got Sunday.
Oh, we getting a little self-care on the fifth.
Yeah, mental health day.
Yeah.
Like,
said
you know
you
what I'm saying?
That.
I did, sir. I might be done.
So we need Bernie Sanders to sponsor the spa bill.
Right.
The Friday spa bill from Senator Bernie Sanders.
That should be
Sanders.
Tapped into the insurance policy.
We need something, you know, like so we ain't getting overworked. You know, we got the time to sit back, relax, unwind, reflect on the week, what we can do better,
yeah.
You know.
And when you think about it, you know, how the industry has changed over time. We're not in a society of making widgets where you can show up at 7, get off at 3. You ain't thinking about work until you get back there. Now, your work depends on my work. I got to think about you. I got to be in relationship with you. It's not about widgets anymore. We need each other to get our work done. That's more stressful stuff.
Especially here. Everything is dependent upon everybody
right.
here. You know
we
what
work,
I'm saying?
We all our jobs
absolutely
align.
Exactly. And it's all, because even when you're not on the clock, like even when I get home tonight, I'm going to be thinking of stuff, okay, man, what I got to do when I come to work. I'm
absolutely.
Still mentally working. Mm. So, you know, another day off, chilling.
Well, they're going to give you a little bit more time because they about to ban TikTok. So
you might have
one less social media idea to deal with. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have a Pop Culture Report with Jason Smith. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Roll another one.
Sit up, never like, you know, it's put you pack it with the automatics. We gon' set up to have it. Wait.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report. We got Truth Nation social media sensation Jason Smith
in the
building.
Yes, sir. There's some more stuff going
Phyllis
on.
Phyllis Braxton still in the building.
I am out here.
And Godzilla.
Yes, sir.
Still in the building. Hey, we got a full house.
All chairs full. This is one that's not filled. That's wild.
He's sitting out there.
That's not a pink hat.
Well, since Phyllis is still in the building, we had a conversation about this new women's movement. And we had a conversation. Was it progressive? Is this a progressive movement that we see in with you know, what we looking at as far as the rap? As far as the lead, the people that are
film.
Leading. Yeah, film.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
It's the invisible becoming visible.
Mm.
It wasn't like the talent was never there. The opportunity wasn't there.
Mm.
And so now we're at this place where opportunity meets preparedness. Our sisters been prepared. They've been prepared. They've been ready. They just been looking for that window or mm-hmm. that door. And now I think we're in a place where society is ready to see Black women step out of the shadows of being the myth of the matriarch or the angry Black woman, but that we are complex. We are complex human beings, just like everyone else. You can't just put your finger on us and what you see. That's just 10 or 15% of what makes us who we are. That other 85 to 90% is out of our awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the pieces that gets us in trouble. So I think this, you know, whether we call it an emergence, a reclaiming, a becoming visible, the hidden figures mm-hmm. coming out. Our people have never not been talented.
Right. Okay.
Period.
I think when we talk about Sexy Red and the kids' hands on your knees, when we talk about the way that they're presenting in 2024, like, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. the OnlyFans is now like have became a something to get income from, you know, and it's out there. So when you look on social media and they say, follow my link.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, it's the free one. And then it's the one that they, you know, you got to pay for, you know? So what I'm saying is when you talk about the culture now, I think a lot of people are starting to question a lot of the behavior because we got youth coming up, and if we don't tell them what's entertainment and what's real, psychologically, they may not be able to decipher that.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I mean, we're...
educated.
We're in America, man. We're in America.
Hey,
how... You know, on one end, I grew grew up in the Bible Belt of Mississippi.
Okay.
I grew up on the Gulf of Mexico, the border of Mississippi and Alabama. I mean, I was in church Monday through Sunday, dude. So I grew up with that in my DNA, my background. So I have that conservative, respectful piece of me. And I also have, wait a minute, all this belong to me.
Mm.
Other people can sensationalize it. Other people can pimp it out. Why can't I be the entrepreneur of my real estate?
Mm. Hands on your knees.
Not necessarily. That ain't for everybody.
That ain't for everybody. Right. That,
if I'm Michael Jackson and I got one hand on my crotch, what am I going to say about somebody with their hands on their knees?
Wait a minute.
You got a good point.
I got a shiny glove on my crotch.
When I say hands on your knees, you know what I thought about? Lil Jon when he was like, bend over to the front.
Touch your toes. Get low.
You know, it was always going on, you know. But I think that now, I think a lot of people are just observing that when Meek Mill and now the Hollywood, the more darker side of Hollywood is coming out in lawsuits.
Yeah.
And now for years we've been telling everybody, go get these contracts. And now you're like, wait a minute. You got to tell Diddy no.
Oh, we're there.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate y'all for stopping through with the Pop Culture Report. Jason Smith, I appreciate you.
Of course.
For coming through. Have a fun, safe weekend.
You too. Friday, man.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.